Good morning, and welcome to the first and only local radio program specifically designed for the baby boomer generation. Let's Talk Boomers. Each week, your host, Rebecca Imholz, features guests, topics, trends, and events that are of interest to you, the baby boomers. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. And now, your host, Rebecca Imholz.
Welcome to Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca Imholz, and I'm so glad you can listen today. Well, Thanksgiving and the holidays are upon us, and it's usually when we spend time with family and friends enjoying some holiday traditions. But as boomers, we're of the age when we might have experienced the death of a cherished loved one during 2015, and that makes the holidays this year very different and difficult. Or a relationship may have ended, a breakup. So how do you recognize the holidays? You probably don't even want to celebrate. So what do you do? To help you answer these questions and more is today's guest, Elena Bell, a very renowned counselor and licensed social worker. For over 35 years, she has helped many in the Charleston area with handling grief and stress. She has practical advice for you or someone you know who is facing a difficult holiday season. So you'll want to stay tuned. Now, before we talk about some upcoming events, I want to talk about some employment opportunities at All Care Living Services. They've been providing certified home care with a heart since 1998, and they're a presenting sponsor for Let's Talk Boomers. They have positions right now. There are openings for CNAs, caregivers, companions, and home health aides. So if you want to supplement your income, especially with the holidays having arrived, and work with a great company, give All Care Living Services a call at 843-771-4271. Again, the number, 843-771-4271, or visit them at allcarelivingservices.com. And All Care Living Services can also help you if you need someone to care for your loved one, especially if you need to travel or simply need some extra time during the busy holiday season. Visit them at allcarelivingservices.com. Now, it wouldn't be the holidays in Charleston without the Holiday Festival of Lights. It's going on every evening beginning at 5:30 p.m. through January 3rd. Featuring over 700 displays and 2 million lights, the Holiday Festival of Lights is a cherished holiday tradition for many families throughout Charleston and beyond. It's a great event to occupy your visitors, young and old. Again, now through January 3rd at James Island County Park. Car admission is only $15, and for more information, visit charlestoncountyparks.org. Now, if you're looking to do something with the little ones visiting you this Thanksgiving, then consider Veggie Tales Live. It's this Tuesday at 6 p.m. at the beautiful New Gilliard Center, so it gives you a chance to check it out if you haven't already. Tickets start at $19.50, and just go to GilliardCenter.com. Now, during the holiday season, we want to take care of those in need, and there's a great opportunity to do that through December and enjoy a local attraction. Magnolia Plantation and Gardens is accepting non-perishable food items. Bring some and receive a discounted admission. It's a buy one, get one free, and includes a discounted admission to the Nature Train Ride, another great attraction for your visitors young and old. For more information, visit magnoliaplantation.com. And this Thursday, if you don't want to wobble or waddle too much after eating all that turkey, then run in the 38th Annual Turkey Day Run and Gobble Wobble. It all begins Thanksgiving Day early at 9 a.m. downtown Charleston at Marion Square. Give thanks this Thanksgiving morning by helping to give back to your community. The Turkey Day Run, sponsored by the Knights of Columbus Council 704, last year raised over $92,000 for local charities. This amazing 5K starts and begins in Marion Square, and afterwards there is food, beer, and fun. Entry fees, only $35, and it's only $10 for kids to participate. Go to turkeydayrun.org. Now, I just mentioned several events for the holidays, but if you or someone you know has lost a loved one in 2015, it is a very different season. Plus, we all know the holidays are stressful just by themselves. So when we get back from the break, we're going to be talking with Elena Bell, a licensed counselor, social worker. She has great, insightful, and practical advice for coping with the holidays. This is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca Imholz, and we'll be right back.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca M. Holtz. And as I mentioned before the break, it's the holidays. It is a stressful time of year, just in normal circumstances. But if you have experienced the loss of a loved one, either through death or a relationship breakup, it can be a lot worse. And today's guest is Elena Bell. She's going to be with us today talking about ways to cope with the holidays under some unusual stress. Elena has been a licensed social worker for over 35 years. If you've been in the Charleston area for any length of time, I know that you know her well, and she's very, very renowned. Welcome, Elena. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. This is really an appropriate time to talk about coping with the holidays. For many, many people, especially after the death of someone, people would like to go to sleep at Thanksgiving and wake up after the new year. It's a painful time of the year for many folks, and there are many different kinds of things we can do to ameliorate the pain.
Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that pain. And first off, the holidays are just plain stressful. So we all know that one way to help reduce stress is to plan, which I think would be particularly important during a holiday when it's the first one without a loved one, or as I mentioned before the break, a relationship breakup. Is that right?
Yeah. Whenever someone important leaves our life in any way, through death or just through breakup, it leaves a hole in our lives. We particularly during the holidays, we're used to doing specific things, getting together with family, buying presents, going different places. But things change. And one of the things that can be very helpful is looking at making a plan. We often forget we have choices. It's very easy to drift into activities that can increase our pain during the holidays, but we can decide. We can decide what activities we'd like to participate in, who we want to be with, what we want to do.
You decide who you want to be with, right? It may not be the same folks as in years past, is it?
No. And one of the best ways, perhaps, to start is by reviewing what kinds of traditions have you done in the past, either by yourself or with family. Maybe it's been getting together and having a big turkey dinner, perhaps going to church, buying presents, doing all sorts of things. So one of the first things that would be very helpful is to look at what have you been doing? And looking at it more closely, what's been helpful, what's important to you, what you want to do, and perhaps looking even at what are some of the alternatives.
So maybe make a complete change this year. Maybe not even stay at home or do that normal visit to that particular relative for the holidays. Just tell everyone I'm going to do something different. Go on a cruise.
Yeah, you said two very important things there. Is making
I
a
did?
Decision. Yes.
What were they? I don't remember them.
Deciding to do perhaps something different. It's sort of recognizing where you are and what you want to do. The second thing that's important is also communicating with other people. This is where I am today, and I know we've done this forever, but this year I need to do something different for myself.
And so you can be selfish.
Yes. And being selfish is actually a very good idea.
Okay. You hear that out there? You can be selfish for a change.
You can be selfish and be happy and not necessarily feel guilty. A lot of times we feel guilty that something terrible has happened and I'm still here. This person is not. But we really can decide to provide some enjoyment in our life. And it may be very different from what it was before.
That is the absolute truth. It is going to be different. And if you're just tuning in, this is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca M. Holtz. We're talking today with Elena Bell. She is a licensed counselor, social worker, over 35 years experience We're talking about how do you celebrate, have the holidays when someone in your life is gone, whether it's through a death or a breakup. So some of the things that we've been talking about is making some changes. Oh, and before I forget, Elaine, I want to give the listeners out there a way to contact you. Is that an email?
Sure. My email address is Elena Bell, E-L-E-N-A, 47 at gmail.com.
So Elena Bell 47 at gmail.com. Okay, I apologize for that. I just didn't want, you know, something to go by, not have a way for them to talk to you. So, all right, so we've talked about changing things a little bit and maybe having a different plan for the holidays if our loved one isn't here. Is it okay to recognize our loved one when they're not with us?
Well, it's usually very important.
Okay.
Most people will wake up the day of the holiday and go, oh my God, I think I'd like to lay in bed with the covers over my head.
Mm-hmm.
Does not sound very enjoyable, encouraging, whatever, but it is natural when we wake up to start thinking about the person who died. Somehow,
of course it is. Of course it is.
Remembering who that person was and doing something. It may be as simple as making sure there's a photograph of the person, putting out a candle, maybe planning to go someplace special that was special to your loved one.
Oh, I love that idea.
Who
was
no longer with you.
Okay.
Those kinds of things can be terribly, terribly helpful. We also, during that time, it's very important we try to take care of ourselves. We may need to separate ourselves from some activities that we wanted to be involved with, just to spend some time by ourselves, getting away from the noise, the activities, just to be able to think about our loved one who died.
So if you're at a family gathering and you just need some time to yourself, it's okay to say, I'm going to go for a little walk. I'll be right back.
Yes. And if you have a dog, it's a great reason to have a dog. It's time to walk the dog.
Okay. All right. Very good. So, and I would guess that when we're having these feelings, you mentioned earlier communicating them to others. It's important that we let those around us know, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, if you're in a family and let's say the husband dies or even one of the children die, the family is still there as a unit. And everybody grieves death differently. For some people, they may want to go through the holidays doing everything they always did before. For other members of the family, they might want to be more reserved and not do the same number of things. There needs to be communication back and forth, what will work. And sometimes there's needs to be a compromise. You know, mom might say, I do not want a Christmas tree this year. But her child might say, oh, yes, 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 I want a Christmas tree. I got to have a Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe compromising and saying, okay, we're going to have a small tree and we're going to put it in a place that it wasn't last year. So there's, in a sense, both needs are being taken care of. The child is getting what is important to him or her, and mom is sort of being able to tone things down so it will not be as painful for her during the years.
And does it matter, Elena, if the death is unexpected or it's been as a result of a long-time illness?
A death is a death, but it can be a lot more complicated if there is a very sudden death, an accident that nobody has expected, God forbid a suicide. That can complicate things terribly. If there's a long illness, there's more of an opportunity to think about what might happen and maybe to expect the death, but nobody ever really, really expects a death.
Mm-hmm.
It's always a surprise no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
But at times where it's more complicated, it may leave people feeling more exhausted, more disoriented as to what normally goes on with their lives.
One of the things I've done, and before I forget, if you're tuning into Let's Talk Boomers right now, this is Rebecca Imholz. I'm with Elena Bell. She is a licensed counselor, social worker, over 35 years experience. We're talking about practical ways, advice to handle the loss of a loved one, particularly during the holidays, which we all know are already stressful enough. But adding to that, the loss of someone through a death or relationship breakup makes it extremely difficult. One of the things that I've been doing for the last, oh my gosh, now it must be over 12 years, in recognition and memory of a favorite aunt, is I bake her favorite pie at the holidays. So that's a way for me to remember her. Is that some of the things you're talking about?
Oh, sure. Yeah. And that's a great way to do it. It's remembering the person who died through something that was important to them. Sometimes, in addition to that, playing a favorite piece of music, bringing out something that person made, putting it on the table, all of those things can be very, very helpful in remembering the person who died.
Now, what do you do about gifts?
Most people hate to go into the malls anyway, and you're hearing Christmas music mm-hmm. and all these things.
Now, why should that even be happening when I've had this horrible loss?
Right. And so the contrast between the happiness of that's going on in the world and the pain people are feeling is often too great. So doing some things like looking in a catalog to get gifts, perhaps even giving people money, you know, particularly with kids, doing a contribution in honor of someone rather than giving a gift is something that can be very helpful.
Something in the memory of that person to a favorite charity or organization.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, I love that idea. And I guess you could even expand upon it and say, you know, we're going to volunteer this holiday.
Doing something to help another person is wonderful. It makes the giver of the activity feel good, useful, and doing that in memory of a loved one is a wonderful, wonderful idea.
And you touched on children. As boomers, we may not have young children at home, but we might be grandparents.
Yeah, well, one of the important things to remember about children is children grieve differently than adults.
Okay.
They can be crying hysterically 1 minute and 2 minutes later be outside playing. And it seems unnatural for us adults, but that's how kids handle it. It's important to talk with kids and really listen to what it is that they have to say. Very often kids feel that they did something to cause the death. Oh, I didn't clean up my room like Daddy asked me to, and that's why he died. So really listening to that is really important. But they also want to be involved. It's important that they somehow be involved in the activities around the holiday, making paper chains with a little note to the person who died, putting the paper chains up on a tree, making a memory box, perhaps putting up a stocking for the person who died and having the child draw a picture or write a letter and putting it in the stocking could be useful. Even doing some things if somebody had died in a nursing home, making cookies and bringing them over to the nursing home where the loved one died can be very, very helpful, very
okay.
therapeutic.
And those are really good ideas. And what I'm gathering, I guess, in summary, is if you've lost someone in the last year and if it's, say, a relationship breakup, it might be a good time to change your holiday plans, change them up
definitely.
A little bit. And if it's through a death, then also, yes, you can have different plans this year, but also think of some ways to remember that person, and that's going to depend a lot on the age of the person and your relationship to them at the time when they passed.
And it's important to remember to take care of yourself.
Oh,
grieving
I like that, yes.
takes a lot of energy. And we can decide, again, what it is we want to do. We can be very involved in the holidays or minimize it as possible. We need to be able to take breaks, to lie down, sit down in a quiet place. And if you're hurting and you feel you can't do anything else, that's also okay. Don't beat yourself up. Mm-hmm. Be in touch with what it is you're feeling and honor that. And if you decide to go someplace, you're going to an office party or something, and you don't feel, you're not sure if you want to go, you can be tentative about it. Don't give guarantees. You may have to plan, have an escape plan.
So don't look for that firm RSVP this time, and right. That's okay.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Very good. I know you wanted to mention a couple of events for the community that are coming up. Actually, one is tomorrow evening at Hampton Park. Tell our listeners about that.
Sure. This is going to be the 27th annual Candlelight Memorial Service. Luminaries will be lit and placed around Colonial Lake. There will be some singing, words of comfort, and it's really a wonderful time. It's going to start at 5 o'clock at Hampton Park at 5 p.m.
Okay.
We also have scheduled at James A. McAllister Funeral Home on Savannah Highway, a special Handling the Holidays workshop. I will be leading it, and it will be an opportunity to explore different ways of your coping with the holidays. So please feel free to come to that. It will be enjoyable, and you'll come away with new ideas as to how to deal with the upcoming holidays.
And that coping with the holidays workshop is when? December
8th.
Tuesday, December 8th.
From 4 to 6 p.m. And that's at James A. McAllister Funeral Home on Savannah Highway.
And if they want more information, they could go to the funeral home website, which
is charlestonfunerals.com.
Okay.
Or you can call McAllister Funeral Home at 843-766-1365.
Okay, again, that number is 843-766-1365 to RSVP for the December 8th Coping with the Holidays workshop, which is from 4 to 6 p.m., or visit the website charlestonfunerals.com. Tomorrow evening, 5 p.m., is the 27th annual Candlelight Memorial Service at Hampton Park. And just, you know, I think you can make that decision if you feel like going tomorrow evening. Thank you, Elena, for being here. I want to let our listeners know how to reach you, if that's okay.
Please.
All right. Well, here's Elena's email again. It's elenabell47@gmail.com. And may I give out your phone number?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, it's 843-860-4363.
Thank you, Elena, for being here.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
And happy holidays.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services.
Listeners, I'm with Rick Durkee, the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Rick, over the last few weeks, we've been talking to our listeners about the five critical questions to ask any financial salesperson. What is the fourth question?
Well, Rebecca, the fourth question is, how does your plan match up with my risk comfort level? Now, as we move into 2015 here, there's a lot of concern about risk in investments. Volatility indexes are up and concerning to most that invest. And so a risk review is very important. Now, we offer a three-step review at the Coastal Financial Planning Group, and one of those steps is a risk review. So you have to, first of all, make sure that you go through a process where you learn what risk that you would like to take, okay, going into and throughout retirement. But secondly, you want to make sure that the financial plan that's in order, your income plan, your distribution plan, and also your other issues that you're concerned with moving into retirement, you want to make sure that the risk comfort level is matched with the products that you're placed into. This is where we see many mistakes being made. And the biggest mistake is that, wow, we didn't review that risk comfort level, and then the market dropped. You know, we were in higher risk investments because we were so happy with the performance that we had. And now all of a sudden the market's dropped. It caught us by surprise. And so now we have to buy and hold. We have to wait and see what happens and see if things come back. So risk comfort level is very important when you match it with the objectives of the consumer when doing financial planning.
Well, thank you, Rick. And listeners, you can learn more about Rick and the Coastal Financial Planning Group by listening right here on 94.3 WSC every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. with Money Matters, followed by Retire Right. Thank you so much. Fellow boomers, do you have someone in your life who has dementia or Alzheimer's? I suspect most of you listening out there do and would like some practical advice and support. Kelly Williams with All Care Living Services is here to help with their free Dementia Dialogues classes. These classes educate caregivers of persons who exhibit signs and symptoms associated with Alzheimer's disease or related dementias. The classes meet once a week for 5 weeks and are only an hour and a half in length. I've taken this course myself and highly recommend it. Just go to allcarelivingservices.com to check out the 2015 class schedule and register, or call 832-9888. This is Let's Talk Boomers, presented locally by Rick Durkee of the Coastal Financial Planning Group, Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus realtor, senior real estate specialist with Coldwell Banker United Realtors, and Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. I'm Rebecca Imholtz, and I look forward to another Let's Talk Boomers show next Saturday, 11 a.m., only on 94.3 WSC.
Thank you for listening to Let's Talk Boomers, hosted by Rebecca Imholtz. If you have an event you'd like our listeners to know about, please email letstalkboomers@gmail.com, and we'll spotlight it on a future program. Would you like to be a guest on the program or have a topic you'd like Rebecca to cover? Email us at letstalkboomers@gmail.com. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors, and Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services, and is heard exclusively on News Radio 94.3 WSC.